Brad Sly, good morning to you.
Good morning, gents. We woke with the news that lawyer Nicola Gobbo, the informer, was interviewed by police investigating the murder of Terry and Christine Hodson because it's been established that she was telling her clients that Hodson was an informer. And as a consequence of that information, of course, Hodson was murdered. So there may well be a key. It's always been suggested that that was one of the pivotal things, whether it was guilty conscience or fear that she may well be in the frame, and that assisted her to become an informer for police yet again. And within that material, by the way, with the Hodsons, millions have been spent on that investigation, which has failed. And it was all down to a cheapskate not putting the proper security in his house. If they had put a security camera which was off-site, then we would have known the killer. But they used an old-fashioned one with a video. And, of course, the killer, Rod Collins, simply took the video with him.
I get so nervous dealing with this subject. So let me ask this question and just slap me in the face if it's something that shouldn't be asked. How did Nicola Gobbo know that Terence Hodson was an informer?
Probably from the drug squad itself, although it was pretty well known. But she was part of the legal team, and Terry was making statements to the police, so she would have had inside knowledge. Her role as an informer is yet to really be established. Of course, she has been, in her documents, promoting that she's the world's greatest informer. In fact, she wanted to claim for the $1 million reward when Tony Mockwell was found in Greece. Well, that's a nonsense because it was established off phone taps when he rang back. She didn't know he was in Greece. Certainly some of that material that was dumped involving the relationship between Mockwell and Gobbo was interesting because within it she breathlessly reported to police that Mockwell referred to me as the bald-headed alien, which I think is spectacularly unfair on aliens when you consider...
Tony Mockbell called you the bald-headed alien.
Yes, that was the name he had for me, which is unfair on
aliens. They should compile a list one day. The bloke at the footy called you skeleton head.
So, but think of aliens that we like, you know. There's Prince Planet. Mm. Pinky and the Bean. Gigantor, Astro Boy, and of course, who can ever forget E.T.?
E.T. Home phone.
Which is probably what Tony shouldn't have done, because it was when he phoned home that was picked up at Piranha when he said, I'm in Clefadia. And of course, Jim Coughlin, one of the police there, used to holiday there. And that's when they realised he was in Athens.
And Jim Coughlin's wife is Greek or speaks Greek?
Yep, and that's exactly right. And, of course, for Tony, his choice of lawyers just goes from bad to worse because his Greek lawyer, Alexandros Lykourizos, has been locked up himself because of allegations that he's been connected with a prison mafia, an allegation he denies. But, of course, it's a matter of record that while Tony was in prison in Athens, he somehow was given a smuggled mobile phone and rang Piranha from there.
And we got a part of that phone tap.
Doesn't matter.
And, of course, when I wrote that story, Tony whinged to Nicola and yet again called me a bald-headed alien.
You've been called a bald-headed alien by Tony Mockbell twice.
Well, and considering that he wore a wig, I think that's spectacularly unfair.
It is very unfair. You now got me thinking of famous aliens. There is, of course, Klaatu Barada Nikto.
Please explain.
Damien will find it, from the day the Earth stood still. That's what the aliens said when they arrived on Earth. They said Klaatu Barada Nikto, I reckon. You got a favourite alien, apart from Sly?
The one in War of the Worlds, you know, the ones that came down and all got a cold and died.
Superman, is Superman an alien?
Yeah.
Right, stay tuned. 96900-693. Apart from Sly, who's your favourite alien? 96900-693. It's 23 after 8.
The Pinky and the Brain, yes, Pinky and the Brain, one.
one is a genius, the other's insane.
Sly of the Underworld for Nick Theodosi Prestige Cars, 185 Arden Street, North Melbourne. 3AW Breakfast with Ross and John, brought to you by IPO Wealth for a better return on your investments.
Have you got a Pulitzer Prize winning story? Because if not, we've got to go to the 3.9 million people who are nominating their favourite alien apart from you.
Alf from a 1980s sitcom.
What have you given me? Am
just
I allowed to refer
line.
To this? It says it's a protected document. Task Force. Tony Mockbell refers to Sylvester as the bald-headed alien. It's an official police document. Rob, favourite alien?
Yeah, it's got to be Thanos from the Avengers, boys.
Thanos from the Avengers. And by the way, has anyone apart from Sly ever heard of Pinky and the Brain? Rob?
Yeah.
Favourite alien?
My favourite Martian.
He was called Martin, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
Good on you, Rob. Peter.
Yes, Marvin the Martian. Where's the kaboom?
Oh, from Looney Tunes.
Yes, that's right, the kaboom.
Yes. Where's the kaboom?
No one's mentioned Dr. Spock yet.
Was Marvin the Martian part of Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century, or was that a separate one?
Where's the kaboom?
Matt.
Yes, Paul from the Simon Pegg movie of the same name, Paul. Brilliant.
Simon Pegg, a very, very funny man. And Rob, we'll make you last.
Yeah, Mork from Mork and Mindy by Robin Williams, and what an amazing career he ended up having.
He did, lots of Mork nominations. So what I'm reading is what?
Oh, these are the notes taken by the controller of what Gobbo would tell them, you know, who was an informer, who was doing this, and reporting the phone call that Tony made from the Greece Break prison to Piranha, trying to set up a deal from jail.
Okay.
Fascinating stuff. More to come.
Tony Mockbell refers to Sylvester as the bald-headed alien.
Truth is a defence.
Name of your next horse.